Even though only 1% of Americans are currently farmers, a lot of people still identify as part of the agriculture lifestyle. That community has found a home in a video game. Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports.
Harley Hand is getting ready for a day on the farm.
Well, first, let me jump in a combine. We've got a soybean harvest, guys. We've got a big harvest, a bunch of fields that are ready to go.
He makes an adjustment to his equipment, and he's on his way.
Need to unfold the header. I guess it's okay. Well, let's fold it up. There we go. All right, let's roll.
But that sound, not a real combine. The Georgia native isn't really behind the controls of a big machine at all. He isn't even on a farm. He's in front of his computer in his house playing the game Farming Simulator and streaming the session online, where he regularly gets hundreds of people watching him play. Hand says a lot of his interactions with his audience are about learning the ins and outs of farming.
It's a huge learning experience for a lot of people that come into my streams. I've got a lot of people that know nothing about farming, and they come into the stream and they're like, oh really? That's how that works. And it's pretty cool.
Farming Simulator covers a lot of ground, from buying equipment to choosing crops, plowing, planting, fertilizing, and harvesting. A.K. Ramig is a gamer and writer who reviewed Farming Simulator for the website PC Invasion. He says the game is a lot like real farming.
The monotony, the tediousness, the length of time that it takes to plow a field in Farming Sim, it does give you an appreciation for what real farmers have to do, I would say, from my experience.
Monotony, tediousness, not the words you want to associate with something that people would do for fun. But Ramig, who lives in the Bahamas, says the game still has a lot of appeal.
And we don't have major scale farming here. You'll never see a John Deere tractor here, right? But it's still cool to me. It's still cool to see machines.
The game's so popular, playing it can actually be a full-time job. Harley Hand and several other streamers play the game online almost daily, with hundreds of people watching. There's also a Farming Simulator esports competition that has sponsored teams competing for cash prizes up to $250,000, a lot more than what most farmers make in a year. And some of the game's most avid fans are farmers. Shelby Walker is a Southern Illinois native and a PhD candidate in agriculture communications at the University of Hawaii, Manoa. Her research shows some people who drive a real tractor all day will unwind by driving a virtual one.
The conditions aren't always perfect, but within the game, the conditions are always perfect. So it's almost like this fantasy. It's, I get to do things in the digital realm that I don't get to do in real life.
She says it's a form of escapism to do it in a more predictable environment. Walker says the game also attracts people who may not be farmers, but feel connected to agriculture. That idea checks with streamer Harley Hand. He says all that tedious and monotonous time driving a combine, it allows him to connect with his audience.
A game like Farming Simulator allows you to interact with the people who are watching you a lot better than you can play in a game like Call of Duty. So it becomes, you know, you're building a bunch of friendships and you begin to know everybody that's there.
Like here, when Hand reads a comment in his chat about a viewer who recently lost his home due to financial problems.
I hate to hear that, brother. Hopefully there's a turnaround somewhere, man. I'm sorry to hear that, brother. Hopefully everything gets better for you, dude.
Farming Simulator is scheduled to release a new version late this year. There's much speculation on whether it will add new features to make it even more realistic or keep it simple to attract a wider audience. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.